So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in 855-839-1210. You heard John Yoo, and then almost back to back, we got lucky. Pete Hegseth at the cabinet meeting said several new things, that the commander was empowered. This is the admiral to make the decision. Now, this will all be checked out. We'll see. Devil in the details. He had to go on to other business rather than wait around until they could ascertain stuff for an hour or two, is what Secretary of War Hegseth said. So we have that. And then he said, fog of war, you guys are in air-conditioned rooms, maybe well-heated rooms. I don't know. That might be the thing now. And the ship was on fire, so it's hard to tell. All these things make a better case. Do they not, for both the admiral and Pete Hegseth? But we're told that there may have been three drone strikes, not just two, that are involved. And you heard John Yoo. He said, based upon the facts as he sees it. And just so you know the background, because it's been a while, he was the guy most under fire. We talked about at the end, endorsing what I think it's, I don't care what you say, it's torture. But I supported it for what we had to do to protect American lives. I know that the military, apparently some are waterboarded and all that. It is a ghastly thing psychologically, but I support it. And Hegseth made a better case than what we've seen before if the details match up. And I'm sure there's going to be footage of this. There's going to be transcripts. There's going to be everything else. And so far, there's some sensibility to what he's saying. So these people are not in the water with wreckage. We talked about the ship being on fire. These are relatively small boats, and I just don't understand how drone strikes don't just decimate them. I guess that's possible because the admiral apparently went with another strike and then another strike. Hegseth said he's the commander on the scene. I'd empowered him to do this. So the argument would be he did it on his own volition. He didn't have to do it. But they support him in this. And I've heard the argument, hey, if there still were a lot of drugs on board, then you don't want the cartel to swoop in and get the drugs. The only argument, I would take it a step further, that it's time, if we're serious about fentanyl, more pressure on the Chinese. And I realize that's tough. They're an existential threat to the world. You can only pressure them or leverage them in a limited number of ways. We've allowed them to grow too big. It's hard. But Mexico, no. Mexico is a narco state. They have been for a while. When I was there, I thought they were a narco state run by these terrorists, essentially. You play ball with them or they kill you. Hitting the cartels in Mexico with drone attacks, I think we could do that pretty well. So if we're serious about this, plus the Honduran that the president pardoned, I get it. Joe Biden is the argument. This was punishment and all. I don't see it that way. I think it's a bad look to be pardoning him when we are legitimately trying to fight the war on drugs. And as far as the war on drugs, I've always thought, well, what's the other side say to do? Just throw up your hands. We shouldn't be fighting it. Now, marijuana has been taken out of the equation. Doesn't that weaken the side that says, oh, you can't fight this, people want? Okay, we've taken marijuana out. I'll stipulate that, at least in places like Jersey. We're saying, no, adults want it recreational. Okay, we see the hazards, but we voted on it. The upside, downside, we think there's more upside to allowing it than not. That's where it is. Doesn't that take out of the equation what used to be an argument? Surely, people saying the war on drugs, we shouldn't be going after fentanyl. All right, so the cabinet meeting has just broken up. Guys, be on the alert. I'm watching here. President Trump is going to make an announcement soon. By the way, if we have this clip, if you guys could possibly find it, Fox is running the headline here. I don't want Somalians in our country. That's causing some controversy. From President Trump, I want to see the context of this. I don't want Somalians in the country. And he's right that Venezuela is sending murderers to our nation. The gangs, remember Skeletor on ABC telling the vice president, only one housing complex they've taken. Only one. This is America. They don't get to take over a room in America. Every one of them ought to be out. We ought to be tracking them first. But Trump saying he doesn't want Somalians in the country. And we've talked about the scandal going on in Minnesota right now. So we'll see if we can find that here in a minute. A lot of breaking stuff. President Trump talking about he didn't know about the second strike on the narco boat. But Hegseth made a better case today than we've seen, which is fog of war. The admiral was in charge. I had other business. He went with the second shot. He seemed to suggest it was an hour later. I don't know. It's all going to be documented. There will be devil in the details. That's where the battle's going to be. But if the admiral is empowered to make the decision, if that's factual and we have evidence of that, then how in the world is he forced, as Mark Kelly would say, to obey an illegal order? He's the one making the decision here. Now, whoever actually fires the drone, you could claim they're being forced to make an order. And the drone could be fired from anywhere. So we don't know exactly. All right, 855-839-1210. You'll get a line. Let me go to Chef Dave in Oak Lynn on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dave, go right ahead.
Hey, Dom, how are you?
Good.
Well, I was watching a documentary the other night on Peleliu, the battle in the Pacific.
Yes.
And they were talking to Eugene Sledge's son.
Mm-hmm.
And in Eugene Sledge's book, he says the Japanese would come out of the caves with their hands up.
Mm-hmm.
And when you would come over to capture them, they would lift their hand up underneath their armpits for a hand grenade. They'd blow you up. So basically, after that, they just told you to shoot them. Don't even waste your time anymore.
Well, in situations like that where you have, you know, it all depends upon the circumstances. Absolutely. That is a very risky thing to be doing. And I think there's a lot of leeway there. But, Dave, what's that have to do with what happens here with these people?
Well, these people, listen, you blow up the boat.
Yes.
If they're in the water and they want to surrender, you capture them. If
right.
they don't want to surrender, you leave them to drown like we used to do with the Japanese in
yeah.
the Pacific.
Well, it gets down to the details here, though. You heard what we told you, Hegseth, what we played with Hegseth said. And the admiral is the one that made the decision. It seems to be pretty clear here.
Well, then if the admiral made the decision, he's the one there, so it's his call, and
right.
it's just.
Okay.
And
all right.
During the Korean War, my father disobeyed an order.
Mm-hmm.
because my father was guarding prisoners on Kojiyo Island in South Korea. So he at night, if they had to go to the bathroom, they would cut. They let him out of the hut. They would walk up to the John, and they would come back. And a drunk lieutenant came up to my father and said, "What's he doing in the hut?" My father said, "Oh, he had to take a dump." And he said, "Shoot him." And my father said, "No, I'm not shooting him." And the guy tried to take his M1, and my father said, "No, I'm not shooting him."
Wow.
I'm not shooting him.
That is a very tough situation. So how about your side today, Dave? What do you have?
Sergeant York, born in Pall Mall, Tennessee, in the Appalachian Plateaus up there. He was a conscientious objector when he got drafted. And then when he got to France, his commander told him to read the Bible. He read the Bible, and he found that, if you're on the good side, you're just. And he basically talked the German general, major, into surrendering 132 men and 35 machine guns. And he won the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Yeah, he's one of the most famous. There's a very good one. Nice backstory, too. Thank you, Chef Dave. All right, here's the president. Here's President Trump taking questions after the cabinet meeting. We're still waiting to hear what the announcement is. We'll bring you that if that happens anytime in this hour. Here's what he said about the Somalians.
I'm understanding, and you're going to look at that, Scott. I hear they ripped off Somalians, ripped off that state for billions of dollars, billions, every year, billions of dollars, and they contribute nothing. The welfare is like 88%. They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you, okay? Somebody would say, "Oh, that's not politically correct." I don't care. I don't want them in our country. Their country's no good for a reason. Their country stinks, and we don't want them in our country. I could say that about other countries, too.
All right, keep that quip. Very rarely do you hear anybody, particularly a president, "I don't want them in our country." All right, here we go. You know, I don't know about that 88% figure. That seems wildly high, but it is just, look, you have a group of people there. By and large, Ilhan Omar, they elect overwhelmingly. What does that tell you? They also have no sense of assimilation or little sense of assimilation. Religion drives it too. Told you the story of the Somalian taxi cab drivers refusing to pick up people if they thought they bought liquor at the duty-free shop. Hey, where do you think you are? That's not a religious right. You're a cab service. You don't get to determine that I have liquor here that I bought. You don't like liquor. You're not getting in my cab. You have no right there. This is the type of nonsense they do. But Trump blatantly saying, "I don't want them in the country." Oh, man, it's going to be repercussions from that. All right. First, though, before we do anything else with all this breaking news, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
And once again, Walter Koss comes through. You'll win a pair of tickets to see Chicago and Styx July 21st, 2026 at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets go on sale 10 a.m. on Friday, December 5th. At Ticketmaster.com. Okay, Henry.
Yeah, Dom. So today we are asking for something associated, someone or something associated with Appalachia, whatever you want to call it. And I'd say a song that is very well known and very well heavily associated with the area would be Take Me Home Country Roads by John Denver. Believe it or not, this song has been covered in many languages over the world.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
I ask you, Dom Giordano, how do you want to, help the audience today? Which door are we picking today? I'm going to ask you here. Do we go behind door number one, door number two, or door number three for today's Money Melody?
Oh,
I'm asking you. Yeah, I have an abundance of riches with languages here.
I want you to pick. Let's go with door number one, Monty.
All right, door number one it is. All right, so this language, not very, not spoken in a lot of places in the world, but I'll tell you something about this country. If you were in this country listening to this version of Take Me Home Country Roads, you would probably be relaxing in a hot spring in the cold, cold air watching the Northern Lights. And I'm just going to leave it at that for now. I want the name of this country or the language it's being sang in for Take Me Home Country Roads. Let's take a listen.
The musicality's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Maybe not the voice. It's a Nordic language, too. I'll
so, yeah, these guys are in Nordic talking about West Virginia. Appalachia's a side question. Hit us with that. It's a great prize. You'll see Chicago. Chicago and Styx are both there. Wow.
Yeah. You know where they've been in the last 2 years, too? Bloomsburg.
Ah, okay. All right. Chicago and Styx, July 21st. Get those tickets now. 855-839-1210. You get on board. We're awaiting the president's announcement. It could be the new Fed head. After you say, I don't want the Somalians in the country, I'll tell you, I don't know what else is news on a day like that. Well, Pete Hegseth, Fog of War. We got that, and we heard from John Yoo. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Dom. Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, I chose door number one on Henry's Mad Fest today of Dom's Money Melody, and the language he said was Nordic, talking about Country Roads cover. Here's how it sounded.
Warm springs and cold nights, Dom.
All right, there's Alan in Bucks County. They have some rural land there in Bucks County. All right, what's the country or the language, Henry? Which one do you want?
Would that be Iceland?
Woo-hoo, nice.
Reykjavik. All right, I'll put you on hold there. Ian, the beauties of Iceland. Why do I want to go to Iceland? No, not really.
Oh, I want to. I want to badly, yeah.
Oh, God, no.
It's on
if
the
they
mind
have beaches,
today.
If there's a summer there, which I doubt. All right, so Alan's the winner, and I think tomorrow we'll have the same prize again.
Yes.
Chicago and Styx, July 21. You'll have a chance around 2:14, 2:13 tomorrow. All right, your call's coming up. I'm going to play you a little bit, a few minutes. We had Scott on today, Scott Jennings. It was great stuff, particularly what he said about the Douglases taking on the son. The son, he said, was fine, but the mama and maybe the dad not liking how he destroyed him on CNN. Now, Scott is coming a week from today. We're down to a week from today. Colonial Theater with me. If you haven't been to Politics and Pints, this is a really special one. This guy is as hot as anybody out there, the stuff that he's involved in. The book is great. I tell you, choose the meet and greet option. You'll get to meet Scott backstage, talk with him. Also get the book and get the Christmas ornament from Talk Radio 1210. One place to do it, go to our website, 1210WPHT.com. Fabulous night. This guy's a key player. There's a lot he has to say about Trump, about Musk, about things like CBS talking with him, about, he called it being in the cage today on that 10 o'clock show on CNN. That's why it's great. I agree with him. Why is there not a real debate show on Fox? Well, maybe you don't want to see that. Maybe you just want to have a token liberal on there get beaten up. I'd rather see no holds barred. The cage, I'd actually like to see the cage brought in there. You know, bring them in.
Cell.
Yeah. It would work on Fox or MSNBC or anywhere else. They just can't find anybody that can really joust with this guy. I have not seen one single person on there. Van Jones, because they get along, you know, they had a good back and forth. But usually, it's people saying dopey stuff. It's like bowling. He gets a knock over the pins. We'll see you, though. If you haven't been to Politics and Pints before, if you have been, you know what I'm talking. It's a camaraderie. It's the fun of the night. We'll take your questions, particularly with Scott Jennings. All right, couldn't have come together better. Go to 1210WPHT.com. By the way, Dan Crenshaw defends the alleged double tap strike. All right, doing that the second time around. Henry, you can put him on your list. He's come on the show before. I know there are people that hate him as a globalist, but he is a military guy. And I give a lot of credit to him. We did a Politics and Pints during COVID with him, you know, online. And he defends this, the September 2nd attack. And again, I'm watching in real time as the boat is hit. I don't understand how there could be anybody left, but apparently there were survivors. Now, we droned it again a second or third time, is the argument. Hegseth saying the boat was on fire, and I'm watching it. It appears to be on fire. You were unable to tell if there were any survivors. So I don't see anybody overboard or anything like that. Do you not get to strike it a second time to make sure you've stopped the boat? The boat is on fire, but it still looks like it's moving forward, and it's filled up with drugs. Now, we're going to Zapruder film this when the hearings happen, and there should be a hearing on this. But Hegseth putting a different light on it. And you heard John Yoo. He doesn't believe you could hit in that circumstance, although he did offer up that if you have reason to believe it's still operational, something of that nature, then you certainly do. And he supported the idea of hitting the drones, using the drones that were at war with a nation state that's a narco state, and that is Venezuela. So absolutely, you have the ability to hit it. 855-839-1210, you get in. Let's go to Joe of Exton. Hey, Joe, afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. The American composer, Aaron Copland, wrote the score to his ballet, which he called Appalachian Spring.
I didn't know that.
Well, you know it now.
Thank you, Joe. Aaron Copland writing about Appalachia? Wow. I didn't know that. Did he say Appalachia then? I don't remember people saying Appalachia. That's more of the last.
No, I never heard. I was always Appalachia.
Yeah. It was always the Appalachian Trail. Now, the Appalachian where the mob was, where they met in New York, that was Appalachia too.
Yeah.
They didn't say the mob, said, oh, I better say Appalachia. Don't say Appalachia here, Bugsy. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210. I'll hit you a little bit, a few minutes of what we got from Scott Jennings today. Very much excited here for this Politics and Pints. We've had some great ones over the years. Rich recently had Jack Carr. If you've been to that one, these are a camaraderie events, the bar part of it, the drinking part, certainly adds to the flavor of it. But that meet and greet is what you really want to do, rather than just the onstage presence. And I've seen Trump Jr. was unbelievable, the number of people that we got in there for the meet and greet. Already, I'd say it's like 45, 48 people on the meet and greet list. You want to be part of that with Scott Jennings, the hottest guy out there. Get your tickets. Go to 1210WPHT.com. 1210WPHT.com. Hey, now at Rescue Natural Supplements, you can take advantage of their huge Black Friday savings. We're talking discounts up to 80% off on high-quality, carefully crafted, natural formulas for just about all of your health and wellness needs for over 40 years now. Rescue has used clinically tested vitamins, nutrients, antioxidants, patented ingredients to perfect their all-natural supplement blends. Don't wait to grab exactly what you need at all-time great discounts. This Black Friday sale ends Tuesday at midnight. You'll get popular supplements from immunity boosters and blood pressure health to natural brain focus and energy enhancers. That's right, you'll get slash prices up to 80% off on Rescue's wide array of wellness products like trusted cholesterol support or high-intensity omega-3s. Stop waiting to improve your well-being and get these limited-time deals at res-q.com. Or call a Rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483 or online at res-q.com for up to 80% off until this Tuesday, today at midnight. Shop today, save, and start actually feeling better with high-quality health essentials.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Dom Giordano, on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
All right, Tom Giordano's show. Remember that frenzy around Real ID? And I was going to go to Charleston. Passport had expired. Thank God I got it expedited. The day before, I had it all timed out. I'm going to go to the Norristown office. They can't possibly be this crazy and overwhelming. Well, a guy at Newsweek writing about what I said yesterday even more. Now the government will charge you a $45 fee to go through enhanced security screening. The Real ID law is one of the great running hits in the American theater of the absurd. Congress passed a bill in 2005 on national security grounds. 2005. They force everyone to go to the DMV, wait in line for a new driver's license with a little star on it for a fee, of course. The whole thing takes 20 years to implement. Now that most of us have finally jumped through all these hoops, they tell us you can bypass the law. A law they spent two decades telling us was a critical part of the post-9/11 security world. If you shell out a few bucks to the TSA, you're cleared. Thankfully, the terrorists don't have access to $45 or else we'd be in trouble. All right, think about this now, the nonsense. That's exactly right. So after all this is said and done, look, I know there's some cost. That's a pain if you wanted to fly and you didn't get the real ID. The percentages in some states are very high, much higher than I think in Pennsylvania, of what finally happened here. And I bet among listeners, I'll take the over and under. It's under 50%. I might go under 40. All right, 855-839-1210. So after all that, 20 years in the making, they say, never mind. $45. There you go. That's what you can do, and you don't need the real ID. So what is all this about terrorists and maniacs getting CDL licenses and a real ID? The guy writing this at Newsweek is saying exactly what we've been saying. All right, here's a little bit. At the top of the show today, we had on Scott Jennings. And you know you've broken through, that this guy is becoming recognized. When word gets out there that Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas are not happy with the way that Scott Jennings dismantled, and Jennings loves to use the word dismantled, their son, who's about 23, 24, 25, something like that, and has a podcast because of the Douglas name, Dylan Douglas. Listen to what Jennings told me, and remember, this is just a snippet. We'll be having him for an hour and a half on stage after the meet and greet 1 week from today. Tickets, 1210WPHT.com. Listen to what this is like. Say, Scott, welcome back. How's that movie reviewing going?
Dom, it's going great. And I've been as surprised as anyone to find myself in a public tit-for-tat with Catherine Zeta-Jones and her elderly husband, Michael Douglas, but that's exactly
Wait a minute. Let's underline that. Shots fired again, elderly husband. Henry, pull that and send it to the Scott Show so he can use it for a drop this afternoon.
He's like 80-something years old. She's like 56, which is great. And anyway, their little son, Dylan, came on CNN the other night, and we had a debate. And, of course, like a lot of liberals, he wasn't ready to climb into the cage. And you know, I dismantled his silly arguments. And then in the tabloids over the weekend, they're saying that Catherine Zeta-Jones and Douglas are upset at CNN for putting him in this position of having had to debate me. So I've offered to take Catherine Zeta-Jones out to dinner to personally apologize. I haven't heard back yet, but we'll see.
Well, invite her to Phoenixville. They have a lot of great seafood restaurants, politics, and pints, where we'll be a week from today. The book truly has struck a chord, A Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. And again, when Zeta-Jones and people like that do that, Scott, you really have broken through from just the cable watch into big-time Hollywood. Tell me, with the tour, I think the high point, I know, is when you had your son, Thatcher, on CNN. Mm. As a dad who had my son, who was a budding talk show host at that point in studio with me, I know how that feels, but not on CNN. That had to be good.
That was great. Thatch was out of school last week, and so he traveled with me up to D.C. He travels with me a lot, actually, and he's a trooper. He sits through a lot of nonsense, but they just simply asked me at the end of the show, what's one thing that you're thankful for? And I said, well, I'm thankful I get to travel with Thatch. And he kind of emerged from behind the column over there and gave me a hug on TV. And that was a pretty proud moment for me because he's a good kid. And he goes a lot of places with Dad, and he sits through a lot of nonsense and a lot of boring stuff for a 10-year-old. And that was awesome.
All right, Scott, there is Scott one of the things, part two. We'll play a little bit more tomorrow if you missed it. Again, I really want you to be part of it. This is a coup getting him for politics and pints. He's that much in demand. You'll have a blast. Bring everybody with you, and we'll take questions from the audience, of course. I did ask him at one point about Elon Musk, who's a lot in the book and a very difficult interview to get. I have not read it yet. I'm waiting on my copy of the book, but I'll tell you about it when I get it. All right, so get those tickets. Go to 1210WPHT.com, 1210WPHT.com. Joe in Columbus is with us next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Dom. How are you?
Good.
Well, you give me a lot to think about when I'm on hold, but I'll keep it to one question. How old is Kathy and Mike's little bundle of joy that he was labeled as a little boy to come on CNN?
He's about 25 or 24, I think, Dylan. Yeah.
Well, shame on them. Shame on the mom and dad for subject.
Yeah, I agree with CNN putting him on because, look, they got eyeballs, and seeing the famous son and seeing what Doug, and then the story afterward is unbelievable. But the kid is ill-advised. I mean, you can't stand up to a guy like Jennings. Well, I mean, my God.
Tom, his parents didn't give him the wherewithal to walk into that lion's den. And it's not CNN's fault. It's the parents' fault. And they come to their little boy's rescue, and it doesn't work out well.
No, I mean, the average liberal there, there's only two or three that could ever stand toe-to-toe with him. I don't think Anna Navarro does badly with him. I think that's a good sparring match. But by and large, instantly out of the box, they're dismantled. They don't know what to do. They're looking around. Help me, Abby Phillip. Help me.
Well, that's the kicker, Dom. They just assumed that CNN was going to protect her little bundle of joy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she has really turned, Joe. We watched this because of how much I really like Scott Jennings. And 6 months ago, she tried to pretend to be neutral. Now she just goes after him. I don't know why, but that's what's happening.
And I'd love to know how he just doesn't. I got my question for next week.
Good, but good.
I'll keep it up till that point. But, you know, this guy, he does a yeoman's job with everything that comes at him. My side answer is, and there's a lot of connotations and spinoffs to it that I won't mention, but I watch too much of Discovery Channel, and I watch the bootleggers and how they get around in the woods of Appalachia to come up with their concoctions. You know, the smoke that comes out of their stills, how they never get caught, even though there's a camera in the cop car and there's a camera next to the still. I mean, come on. You know, how do you not go to the still camera guy and say, show me where these people are at, because we want to break their thing up.
Gotcha. Thank you, Joe. Yeah, it's an art. It's part of the local culture. You know, the cops are not working too hard. Around here, the place I think of, and it's changed, would be the Pine Barrens. The Pineys used to be what I think of as Appalachia, you know, but even that, there's been a lot of development now. I still think there's sections of the Pine Barrens where you would find it.
Yeah.
Then you have to go as far as you are to rural Pennsylvania to find it. So, it's becoming increasingly lesser. Hit us with that. Something Appalachia, something Appalachian. We've had some great ones, real or fictional, doesn't matter. You do it at 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. Waiting to see if they respond with Jennings saying, and her elderly husband, he was sitting on that line. I'm sure he's saying it all over the country. Michael Douglas.
I hope so.
Yeah. If Catherine Zeta-Jones now jumps into the ring. Now, if you're CNN, you got to put her, can you imagine, 30 seconds. Who do you think could stand toe-to-toe with Scott Jennings on any number? I'll tell you who I think it is. Tarlo on the 5, because she will give grounds, but she's going to aggressively go after him on some things, and he will give ground when he realizes, you know, there's no way out of this, and just move on quickly, though. They would be good, but isn't it better sport to see him sitting there making a face and leaning back like this, and then... He called it being in the cage today.
I mean, doing that is half winning the argument. You just make the other person who's talking to you look like an idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
Just by looking at him.
Exactly.
Weird.
Well, you know, they're not used to it because they're not used to being against someone skilled. And everybody's got a plan. Mike Tyson has said it better than anybody until you're punched in the mouth. You imagine, all right, this is how I'm going to fight Tyson. And the trainer's telling you, look, you don't know what this is like. And then he's on top of you immediately. And all you're thinking is, I don't want to die here. Get me out of here. Yeah. Similar to football. You know, everybody has something scripted until you're looking at the other team.
Yeah, those first 15. Those first 15 aren't going so well when you're going three
exactly.
and out to
yeah.
straight drives.
Yeah, I love to see Kevin Batuos. I mean, don't you have to take a look and say, all right, maybe we're not doing play five here? I don't get the scripting. I get it as a general rule.
It's more like a branch off thing. Like it's not a set 15 plays.
Right,
it's like more like if this works, then we'll go to this one. If it doesn't work, we'll go to this one.
You know, being a play caller is like mixing a cocktail. You know, it's taking a look at everything and you just have a gut sense. And some people don't.
This guy's putting ginger ale in his rum and coke.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. All right, 855-839-1210. Lightning round. Let's get a winner here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, lightning round. Coming off, Scott Jennings, who puts KY, Kentucky, after everything on his social media. He's very proud of that. You know, he's just from Kentucky. He's not a city slicker. Appalachia. Some great ones today. Let's go to Drew in Upper Darby. This is interesting. Hey, Drew, what's yours today?
Hey, Dom, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Hey, Dom, this is not a stereotype. This is actually a true story. I read it somewhere or saw it on TV, but the youth of Appalachia, the young people, they consume so much Mountain Dew that is really an issue down the road for them with their teeth. They a lot of them have no teeth. They rot out. You know, Dom, you have to remember, I don't think there's many Dr. Bences in Appalachia.
Dr. Bence, get over there right now. Play some of the music that Henry's been playing today in the background in your waiting room. You know, how did Dennis choose that music? You know, what do you want to hear when you're going through
going
something.
Sleep.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Bill in Bucks on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Bill.
Hey there, Dom. Good afternoon. I want to give you my side answer question. Is, you know, it's a country music territory down there. So it must be two pickers and a grinner.
All righty. We got you for that. All right, Kirk. Got pretty good ones today here.
We might
right
have
out
one
of the
more
box.
Late edition here.
And what's that?
We'll have to get the answer here.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's get the answer here. I was going to say, Henry's would have been a winner. The Stillness of Bloomsburg. I could have gone with that. Oh, Zenos. Oh, my God. Zenos in Appalachia. It's like the Blues Brothers here are running them up. All right, Zenos, what's yours? We only have limited time.
Yes, we do, Dom. Good afternoon. There's a food when I was down here. It's a preserved food that's made there in the South. Is called chow chow. And it's delicious. They preserve it. The ladies do it. And it's good. And that's not the only thing. The only thing about that is the people down here, Dom. They're so friendly. They're so nice.
Yep.
But don't mistake their kindness for weakness. I know that for a fact because I traveled the South a lot. And that's my answer. Chow chow.
Chow chow from Zenos. It's always with the diners. What is it?
Exactly right.
All right, what do you say, Kirk?
All right, so we haven't heard this in a while, but I'm going to go with Moonshine with Newman.
All right, Newman yep. Price was good. He lived
yep.
there.
Yep.
Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, I'll second that, and I'll second Chef Dave's Sergeant York and Joe of Exton with Appalachian Spring.
That was wild. All right, we'll go with the Moonshiners right. here. Tomorrow, thinking of doing this because of Catherine Zeta-Jones and the elderly Michael Douglas, probably, I might center in on Douglas, but I'm thinking of doing it all-time best actress. All right? So that might be a little harder than you think. Be ready for that. Also be ready for a week from today, just a week now, counting down. Scott Jennings in the house, Politics and Pints, our baby, what we love to get together with listeners. Just get your tickets, 1210WPHT.com. You might meet Henry Rowe, Scott Jennings, and me. I have to ask for advice on which outfit to wear. I have my contemporary outfit, then I have my formal outfit. Not a tuxedo for this.
No, it's too much.
All right, I'll be talking about that tomorrow. No jeans. Rich Cioli is next. All that, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.